And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens. I have Jimbo here with me.
Hello.
And on the phone, we have our friend Beth Pierce. She's a board member for the Crook County Rotary Club.
Hi there.
You guys just did that thing with one of our radio stations, The Ranch, where we kind of gave you the radio station for the day to raise some money for some scholarships. And we thought we'd give you a quick call and see how that went.
Well, it went really well. This was our 30th annual Rotary on the Radio event to raise funds for scholarships for Crook County graduates, and it was one of our most successful.
Well, that is very, very good news. Do you know how much, can we say the amount that was raised?
Yeah, we were just shy of $27,000.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Now, tell us where that money goes. How does the scholarship thing work?
Well, we provide scholarships typically on average to 18 to 20 Crook County graduates, and the applications for those scholarships are due on the 25th of April. You can find those applications through our Facebook page. We provide scholarships to graduates who are just entering college or trade school, or kids who are returning for additional years of college.
Okay. And they just go and sign up for that before the 25th if they want to be considered?
Correct. They can usually find the resources through their high school as well, the Crook County High School.
Okay. Okay. Well, what a great program, and thank you so much for doing that in the community. What's the next big thing for you guys? What's Rotary working on now?
Well, in the summertime, we host a bike jump event at Wild Ride here in Prineville, with proceeds going to, a nonprofit or some other organization that's yet to be determined this year. And then in September, we have our annual Rose Sale, which is a big fundraiser for us.
And what's the best way, Beth, for people to learn more about Rotary, whether it's just what you guys do, or maybe you're a business member or just a member of the community that wants to get involved?
Yeah, I think the best way to look us up is through Facebook. Just look up Crook County Rotary. And we meet at noon on Tuesdays at Meadow Lakes Golf Club at the restaurant there.
Okay, very good. Well, Beth, thanks for taking a little bit of time with us. We just wanted to see how things went and how things are going.
All right, thank you guys so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Emily Boynton. She's the Senior Development Officer for Mosaic Community Health. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. First, let's talk about Mosaic Community Health. What do you guys do?
Mosaic Community Health is a nonprofit health system throughout Central Oregon. We have 16 clinics throughout Central Oregon, and we provide not just medical services, but also behavioral health services, dental, pharmacy, social services. We have a lot of amazing community health workers that connect our patients with partnerships we have in the community, helping any patient, no matter their need or their ability to pay. We are here for everyone. So no matter your insurance status, you can come to Mosaic, but we do hold space for and make sure that we see Medicaid patients for all of our services. And that's those people who are on the Oregon Health Plan. And we see over 50% of our patients are on Medicaid. And then the rest of our patients, a lot of them are uninsured or on Medicare as well.
So the fundraiser luncheon, that is on May 7th.
That's a Wednesday. We have a beautiful, delicious meal at 11:30. We'll start gathering the guests, and you'll be back to the office by 1 p.m.
And where's it at?
The Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Central Oregon.
Anybody can go to this thing?
Yes. You can just sign up online at mosaicch.org. And right there on the banner homepage, there's a link to RSVP for this particular luncheon.
What else can you expect at the luncheon? I mean, obviously, you guys are talking about your mission and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's a great awareness opportunity so that people in our community know a little bit more about the services that we provide. It may help them personally or help their neighbors. But in particular, we're going to be highlighting our street medicine pilot program. So you may have seen our huge mobile clinic going up and down 97. It's about 45 feet long, outfitted completely for medical services and any services that are needed on the road. But we realized we need to reach people even more so in our unhoused communities, on the streets of Bend or Redmond their Madras and also in the forests. So we're starting a street medicine program where our providers, our doctors, our community health workers go out on their feet with a backpack in hand and hopefully a truck as well or something to that effect so that they can get out to the community and help people with their medical needs and really see every human that lives within our Tri-County area and help them wherever we can. The film that we're showing at the luncheon is featuring the work of this street medicine program. And I got to go out with the film crew a couple times and it was really eye-opening experience.
Just to see that movie would be wonderful.
We're really excited about it. I got the first cut and started crying when I was watching it.
Really?
So it's definitely,
really? Of course
it's a definitely emotional tear-jerker, but it's going to be beautiful. And we just want this experience to be heartwarming for anyone who comes to the luncheon. It's actually a free luncheon, so anyone can RSVP to come. There is an ask. So it is a fundraising luncheon and you can come and enjoy your meal. And then whatever you're moved to give, we would accept your help.
Okay. Boy, I hope it's very successful. More information at the website, I would assume.
Yes, definitely. You can go to mosaicch.org and you can RSVP and find out more about our luncheon.
Emily, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Give me the website one more time.
It was mosaicch.org.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.